Welcome to the Signals Defense Podcast, a podcast about everything RF and building security. In our podcast, we will cover topics like radio frequency mitigation, building security, and safety and protecting sensitive and classified information. Now here's your host, Eric Kuczynski.
We thought we'd take a few steps back to discuss some radio frequency basics and relate those to how you experience RF in your everyday lives, both personally and professionally. I'm Eric Kuczynski, President of Signals Defense, and the goal of this podcast is to help you understand the basics of electromagnetic interference. If you've ever listened to the radio and have heard the sound become distorted, then you've likely just experienced electromagnetic interference, or EMI. Also sometimes referred to as radio frequency interference, this occurs when one electromagnetic field interferes with another, which is basically radio frequency congestion. Another problem becoming increasingly more common is the EMI experienced with Wi-Fi. If you've ever had a weak Wi-Fi signal around your home, chances are one of the first steps in your troubleshooting was to move your device closer to the router or relocating the router altogether. Reducing the distance between your router and device solves two issues. One, the closer you are to the signal source, the stronger the signal will be, since RF energy dissipates over distance. Two, moving closer reduces the chance for your signal to encounter EMI from your other electronics, such as microwaves, Bluetooth connections, and even your neighbor's wireless devices. Now scale this issue into the commercial space, and especially urban environments. One cannot go up a few floors and look out the windows without staring at broadcast antenna mounted to the tops and sides of nearly every adjacent building. While this indicates the wireless provider's proactive approach to ensuring service, the levels of RF energy being generated are now interfering with in-building control systems, smart devices, cell service, and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. As our world becomes more connected, the risk of signal conflict will continue to increase. Outside of eliminating wireless communications from our daily lives, which is not likely to happen anytime soon, more and more property owners and their occupants are looking to separate their workspaces from that busy RF space on the outside. There are various means and methods to isolate or separate one's space from another, depending on site-specific conditions, but there are some that can provide immediate benefit in a short amount of time, and Signals Defense is here to help you with these solutions. I'm Eric Kuczynski, and thanks again for listening.
For more information, visit our website at www.signalsdefense.com or subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes or YouTube.